Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guests this week, Chris and Janice Schatz from Kersey, Pennsylvania. They run a ministry aimed at reaching the unchurched through outdoor music. What is Gather on the Grass Worship?
Gather on the Grass Worship is it's a nonprofit organization that we started, and our purpose is to organize community outdoor praise and worship events. We had been to some similar events in other areas, and we're really inspired by it, you know, to kind of bring the community together. A lot of times people won't take the step to go into a church if they're looking for something, you know, they're lost and they're needing the help. And we just felt by having, events like that, that we would hopefully draw in, you know, the people that needed to hear the music or the messages.
Chris, I wanted to talk to you about your personal battles with alcohol and drug addiction. What did it take for you to break free from these chains of addiction?
I was a drug addict and alcoholic for 30 years, and I've been through everything you can think of, and then some. But actually what it took was to know that I've had enough of that life. I didn't want it anymore, and that there was only one way out of it, and that was to look up and to look to Jesus and know that when I surrendered my life to him, I was in state prison, and he completely took all the cravings, the desire, any obsession away from me.
And I've spoken to a lot of addicts, whether it's alcohol, drugs, opioids, and there's that moment where they can point to and say, this is the moment that my life was headed one direction, and it went 180 degrees in the other direction. Do you remember that moment, Chris?
Yes, I do. I was in state prison, and, you know, I was like, I got a beautiful wife at home. I got two beautiful granddaughters and an awesome daughter-in-law. I'm there in my bed alone, and everybody I love is here. I can't see them, you know, and I don't want to live like this anymore. And I'm like, I've had enough.
So many people don't survive with these addictions. Why do you think Christ spared your life?
Because I really believe that he's put a calling on my life to help the other broken people and hurting people. I got a really good message to give to people if they want to hear it.
You're listening to Hometown Heroes on Family Life. Our guests this week, Janice and Chris Schatz from Kersey, Pennsylvania, and they're behind the ministry Gather on the Grass. And Janice, I was wondering if you could maybe explain to us why outdoor music concerts, what makes them so attractive to unbelievers? Because I know you guys are targeting folks who would never step foot in a church. What makes what you guys do so attractive to unbelievers?
I think it's just they hear the music or they see something going on and it just kind of draws them in. When Chris was gone, you know, those 2 years, I honestly was never a big Christian music person. I love music. I listen to I'm a 70s, 80s gal. Started going to a church where they do nothing but, you know, contemporary praise music. So I'm like, well, you know, I need this. I need something to lift my spirits because I was really struggling while he was gone. And I just found like a lot of them, it was like God was speaking directly to me with the words, and then the tears are coming, and and it gives you such a comfort and a peace.
Chris, finally want to end with you. We have so many listeners to our station who have gone through similar things that you've gone through. And for that person who's listening right now, who's struggling with addiction, they don't know where to go. What's your message to that person right now?
You have to look to Jesus. There's no other way. I've tried meetings. Meetings work for some people, but truly, unless you have God in your life, until you do that, it's never going to get better. You got to let him have it to never give up. There's always hope. Tomorrow's another day.
Chris and Janice Schatz from Kersey, Pennsylvania, this week's Hometown Heroes. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.